Always a joy to be with you folks again.
很高兴每次来到大家中间。
Very excited about the warm weather that is finally starting to come.
大家对于要来的春天这个暖和天气渐渐暖和是不是很喜悦
？The African impala is called the deer of Africa.
这个非洲的高脚羚羊呢，被称为非洲的鹿羊。
You can tell by these gentle creatures, they're very vulnerable to being eaten by other creatures.
大家可以看这个照片上这个高脚羚羊，它们其实是非常软弱的、非常柔弱的这个动物，很容易被一些大型的捕食者被所吃。
When they face danger, it's amazing that they can jump at least 10 feet in the air.
下一张幻灯片，那个大家其实这个动物很厉害哦。当他们遇到捕食者的时候，他们能够跳起来，跳得十尺之高。
I can reach. My hand is exactly 8 feet tall, so 2 feet higher than my hand.
牧师刚举起他的手，这个羚羊跳的高度比他身的最高的地方还要高。
And they can jump 30 feet in the air.
所以大家可以看到，这高脚羚羊跳起来的时候，可以穿越一辆车。
Now, what's amazing is if you go down to the Bronx Zoo, this is what you'll see.
所以大家如果去纽约的这个布鲁克林的动物园，就可以看到这些动物。
You will see impalas in cage or in areas down there, surrounded by a 3-foot wall.
但是即使他们这么厉害，他们还是能够被这个圈在一个三尺高的墙里面。
Impalas will not jump unless they can see where their feet are going to land.
高脚羚羊它一个特性呢，是它除非它能看见它的脚会落在什么地方，它才会跳，不然它就跳不起来。
They will not leap into the unknown.
所以呢，它们不会在未知的领域不知道去哪儿的时候，它会不会跳。
If impalas ever became Christians, they could be all over the United States.
如果高脚羚羊人成为基督徒的话，他们将遍满美国。
Because they would have faith to leap over those walls.
因为他们可以跳跃那么多的高墙。
So we're very thankful they're afraid to jump.
所以我们很感恩他们可以自由的跳跃。
But faith is the ability to trust what you cannot see.
但是何为信心呢？信心就是当我们还看不见的时候，我们仍然愿意相信。
And the Apostle John wanted all of the followers of Jesus Christ to have great faith.
使徒约翰呢，希望每一个跟随耶稣的人都能够有这样的信心。
John said this was the purpose of his book.
在约翰福音20:30-31这里写了为什么约翰要写这本书。
If you could read that.
Sure. 耶稣在门徒面前另外行了很多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
God wants you to have a strong, vibrant faith today.
神今天希望你能够有一个非常坚定的一个非常活泼的一个信仰。
I wish we had enough time that I could go and talk to each one of you because I'd love to know where is your faith today? How much faith do you have?
如果时间允许的话，我真希望和你们每一个人有这样一个一对一的时间，来问一问今天你的信心有多强。
Do you have zero faith or do you have 10 faith?
你的这个信心在这个尺上是零还是十
？John wants you to increase that number, and I want you to increase that number today.
约翰也好，我也好，我今天都希望能够在你现在所有的信心的程度上，能够将你的信心能够有所提高。
And in this story of Jesus feeding the 5,000, we see how our faith can grow.
所以我们今天刚刚读的经文呢，就是耶稣喂饱5,000人，这段经文能帮助我们信心如何能够增长。
There are actually 5 stages of faith development in this story.
信心的逐渐建立呢，其实有5个阶段。
The first stage is the search of faith.
第一个阶段呢，就是寻求信仰的一个阶段。
It says here that there was a great crowd that followed Jesus because they saw the miraculous signs.
这节经文1-4这里提到，很多人因为看见耶稣所行的神迹，他们这么多人都来跟随他。
That word followed him gives the idea of an intense pursuit. Of chasing after Jesus.
所以这些人真的是几乎是不惜一切代价啊，这么多人来要来跟随他。
I mean, their pursuit of Jesus was so strong that they walked out into the wilderness, not even taking a lunch with them.
所以呢，这些人啊，这个渴慕的心，渴慕跟随耶稣的心有多么渴慕，他们甚至都没有自己带啊带这些便当啊，都是愿意穿过这些旷野，一直追随耶稣这么久。
And what were they searching for?
他们到底在寻求什么呢？
It seems that they were searching for miraculous signs here on earth.
他们似乎在寻找地球上能够看见的奇迹神迹。
We know that they were looking for political freedom from the Romans.
我们知道他们当时在寻求这样一个政治上的一个解救，希望从罗马政府的政权上能够得到推翻罗马政府。
They were also searching for healing and deliverance and free bread.
他们也希望能够在真的是能够被拯救，能够也有免费的午餐。
In modern terms, what these folks were looking for was a happy meal.
所以这些人在寻求的是一个快乐的午餐。
Now children love happy meals.
小孩子呢非常喜欢这个免费的午餐。
My daughter Janelle, whenever we would go past the McDonald's, would say, "Daddy, get me a happy meal."
所以每次我的女儿跟我去麦当劳的时候，都说：“爸爸，爸爸，给我买一个快乐的午餐吧。”
And she was not concerned about the food at all.
她其实根本不关心要吃什么。
She wanted that 10-cent plastic toy that was in the Happy Meal.
她其实更关心的是这个其实只值十美分的这样一个黄色的这个小黄人的玩具。
And she believed that if she got that 10-cent toy, that her life would be radically different.
她以为呢，她得到这个小黄人这个玩具之后，她生活就会更加的开心。
But every parent knows that just 5 minutes after getting that toy, they would forget it.
所以每一个做父母的都知道，大概小孩子得到这个玩具之后，大概5分钟之后，他的这个快乐就没有了。
And we don't hear testimonies from kids saying, "My life was in shambles, but then I got a happy meal."
我们可能没有人可以从小孩那儿听到这样的见证，说，我因为得到了这些玩具，而我有一个很美好的午餐。
And now joy just floods my heart.
现在这个喜乐充满我的心。
But the older that we get, we don't get any smarter.
当我们越来越年纪越增长的时候，我们好像也没有变得更加聪明。
Our happy meals just get more expensive.
我们的能让我们开心的这个午餐变得越来越贵了。
And every day we're sold on the television that if you just get this happy meal, you're going to have joy in your heart.
可能每天我们在电视广告上看到都是，如果我们今天能够享有这样的大餐，我们将会人生有多么的愉悦，有多么的美好。
I watch a lot of chick flicks with my wife.
我和我的太太看很多的一些剧。
And on these movies, they are always advertising stuff for women's hair.
这些很多电视剧当中中间会穿插广告，说如何让女性能够有好的头发。
And you can wash it, and you can condition it, and you can dye it, and you can straighten it out. All these things you could do with your hair.
你可以洗这个头发，你可以给它抹护发素，可以染发，各种各样的，可以把它拉直，可以把它烫弯，有各种各样的技术，能让女性的头发能够看起来更加的美艳动人。
And the promise is, if you have beautiful hair, your life will be filled with joy.
所以广告的这个吸引人的地方就是说，如果你能够拥有这样美艳的头发呢，你的人生将充满了美好。
And I'm always preoccupied with hair.
我总是有很多头发。
But you can still be happy without hair.
但是即使你没有头发的时候，你也可以很开心。
Hair doesn't make you happy.
头发并不能让你开心。
And so we follow all of these advertisements, buying all of these things, thinking that they're going to satisfy our hearts.
所以我们总是相信广告上所说的，我们总是希望这些东西能够满足我们的需要。
But a happy meal will never satisfy the longing of your heart.
但是这样一个愉快的午餐永远不能够满足我们心里最深的需要。
Now we need greater faith than that.
我们需要更深的一个信仰。
Which leads us to the second stage of faith development, that is the test of faith.
所以我们就来到了第二个信心建立的这样一个阶段，就是试验信心。
We grow our faith in times of testing.
我们的信心什么时候才能增长呢？唯有他一次一次接受试验的时候。
Faith does not grow in our lives when everything is fine, the skies are blue, and life is easy.
当我们的人生非常平顺的时候，天空长蓝，山欢浪漫的时候，我们的信心总是得不到增长。
Just like doing a push-up.
就像我们大家做俯卧撑一样。
It's when you strain your muscle that that's when you build your muscle.
只有当你做这些俯卧撑，做这些锻炼的时候，你的肌肉才能被够建立起来。
And Philip was being put to a test here.
腓力呢，在这里就被放进了一个试验当中。
And the question a lot of people ask is, why did Jesus pick on Philip to test him about this question?
很多人读这段经文的时候，可能有一个疑问：为什么耶稣拣选了腓力在这里给他这个试验？
And the reason was this was where Philip was from.
这是因为腓力就是当地人。
He knew where every bakery was. He knew where every McDonald's was. He knew where all the food was in that area.
他知道那个区哪里可以买到饼，他知道每一个烘焙的店。
And he calculated in his mind that there was not enough food in that area to feed this crowd.
他甚至腓力甚至在心里已经盘算过了，在那个区域所有的这个烘焙店都把饼送过来，可能也无法喂饱这么多人。
See, this for Philip was an impossible situation for Jesus to solve.
所以这个情境在人看来好像是耶稣没有办法去解决这个当前的困境。
See, Philip and I can identify with Philip.
所以我如果当下和腓力在一起，我也能够明白腓力的回应。
Because in my mind, I realized there were intellectual situations where I believe Jesus can't solve this.
我和腓力有同样的这样的一个逻辑，这样的一个预算，就是当我们从这个事情本身用我们的逻辑来想的时候，这个根本没有办法解决。
There's a difference between my mind and my heart.
这就是很多时候我们总是在我们的脑子和我们的心之间有很大的一个距离。
Every day I encounter situations which I can say Jesus is in control, but in my heart I'm not believing that.
所以在每一天我的生活当中，我理性上知道耶稣在掌管我的生活，但是在我心里，我真的相信吗？
So what Jesus was doing was testing Philip to get his mind and his heart in the same direction.
所以当下耶稣其实在测试腓力，他心里和脑子里所想的是一致的吗？
And I'd like to ask you a personal question.
我能不能问大家一个个人化的一个问题？
Is there something going on in your life where you say, this is an impossible situation?
你是不是也曾经遇到过一个情况说这个困难太大了，这个几乎没有什么可以解决的办法？
It could be a relational problem. It could be an economic problem. It could be a health problem.
可能是人际关系，可能是经济上的问题，也可能是健康上的问题。
But some situation where you're saying this is too big for Jesus.
你有没有在那样的情境下说，主啊，耶稣，这个问题对你来说太大了？
And that's the situation where your faith needs to grow, and you're being tested right now.
就是那些时候，你的信心需要增长。
See, too many of us have a small view of what God's power is really like.
所以我们常常在，特别是在那些时候，我们将神的能力看得太小。
And faith says, I am going to trust and obey God even in this impossible situation.
所谓信心，就是在那些看似不可能的时候，我们仍然愿意心里、脑子里都相信神在掌权。
Did Philip learn his lesson this day?
腓力在这件事喂饱五千人之后，有没有学到他的功课呢？
He sure did.
他肯定学到了一些。
But he didn't carry this lesson through on Good Friday.
但是他在这个黑色星期五，耶稣被钉的那一晚，他又忘记了。
Because on Good Friday, he deserted Jesus.
因为在那一晚，腓力离开了耶稣。
So we all need to realize that every opportunity, every test of our faith is an opportunity for us to grow.
所以我们每一次每一个境况每一个境遇都是我们耶稣给我们的一个机会让我们的信心能够成长。
So we're on this search, and then we go to the test, and our third stage is the surrender of faith.
所以经过信心的寻求，经过这样信心里的试验，我们第三步来到了信心里的顺服。
It's the surrender of this little boy with five barley loaves and two fishes.
这里就讲到一个小孩子，他顺服地交上这五个大麦饼和两条鱼。
Now this boy was very poor.
这个小孩他其实非常的贫穷。
Barley was a poor man's food.
大麦饼其实是当时只给穷人的食物。
But work with me on this. If this boy gives up his lunch, what does he have to eat?
大家请大家来跟我一起想一想，如果这个小孩他放弃这个大麦饼和两条鱼，他中午饭还能吃什么呢？
Nothing. But he gave it up that day.
什么都没有，他就什么都没有可以吃的了。但是他那天还是愿意奉上这五饼二鱼。
And we might say, well.You know, why did Jesus need this lunch? He could have turned rocks into steak sandwiches.
你可能会问，为什么耶稣要让这个小孩来奉上他的仅有的这些五饼二鱼呢？耶稣可以让石头变为食物，可以让蛇变为食物，为什么他不能耶稣在这里行更大的神迹呢？
Because Jesus knows that the only way that our faith develops is if we surrender it all to him.
因为唯有我们能够先顺服，我们的信心才能够增长。
By nature, every person in this room is a clutcher.
我们的本性哦，在座的每一位，我们都是喜爱掌控的人。
We want to hold on to our stuff.
我们希望抓住我们能抓住的所有的东西。
We want to hold on to our lunch.
我们希望抓住我们能看得见的这个午餐。
We want to hold on to control of our lives.
我们希望我们的生活每一分每一秒都能够在我们的掌控之下。
But this miracle and this faith will not develop if we are holding on and clutching.
所以这个喂饱五千人的神迹，如果我们不顺服，这个神迹是不可能发生的。
God's power is only seen when we release everything to Him.
神的能力只有在我们愿意放下、放弃所有的一切，他才能彰显。
This is my daughter Janelle.
这是我女儿珍妮儿。
And I would take her for a weekly date to Dunkin' Donuts.
我几乎每一个星期都带她去这个 Dunkin' Donuts 这个店。
She loves strawberry sprinkled donuts.
她喜欢这个粉色的草莓味的这个 donuts， 非常喜欢。
My daughter's first word was no.
我女儿的第一个词是不。
And her second word was mine.
第二个字是我的。
And one day I wanted to test her faith.
有一天我想测一测她的信心。
And she had not spoken a sentence up to this point.
她到目前为止还不能说一句完整的话。
And I said to her, could I have a bite of your donut?
所以我那天试探性地问了一下，我能咬一咬你的 donut 吗？
Guess what she said.
猜一猜他说了什么
？No, mine.
不，这是我的。
My little daughter was a clutcher.
我的女儿是一个掌控者、爱控制的人。
She was holding on to her donut.
所以她紧紧地抓住她的这个甜甜圈。
And would not surrender it to her dad.
她不愿意将这个甜甜圈和她的父亲分享一点点。
Faith will never.Grow until we realize we're clutchers and we need to surrender everything to Him.
信心不会增长，除非我们意识到我们是爱意控制、掌控的人，除非我们愿意真的是放下自己，神的信心在我们里面才能够渐渐增长。
The fourth stage is the focus of faith.
第四个阶段就是信心的焦点。
We must have the correct focus if we want our faith to develop.
如果我们想我们的信心能够增长的话，我们必须有一个正确的焦点。
The goal here is not to have faith in faith.
我们其实在乎的不是为了有信心而有信心。
The goal here is to have faith in Jesus.
我们需要在乎的、需要建立的是我们到底信靠的是什么。
Jesus is the object of our faith.
所以耶稣是我们信心的对象。
Some people explain this miracle, that this was, the commentator Barclay said that this was the brown bag theory.
有些人想要去解释这段经文，怎么就能喂饱五千人了？有些人觉得用这样的一个便当的理论，来解释这个。
That when this boy surrendered his lunch, Jesus said, "Look at this boy surrendering his lunch. Now all of you surrender your lunch to each other."
所以这个便当理论就是说，耶稣当下说，看这个小孩子，这么小的小孩子，愿意奉献他的五饼二鱼。你们每一个人都将你们的午餐能够贡献出来，大家一起吃。
Another commentator said this is the communion theory.
还有另外一个理论想要解释说，这个好像一个圣餐的理论。
They took that.Sandwich, those five loaves and the fish, and broke them up into really small pieces so that everybody had a little bit.
所以就是将那个五饼二鱼分的一点点，就像圣餐，每人吃一点点，每人吃一点点就分到了这么多人。
What they're doing though is they're overlooking the eyewitness accounts of what happened here.
所以这些注解书想要去解释，用这些理论来解释这段经文的时候，他们忽略了当下这个见证人是怎么描述的。
This is a miracle to show the great power of Jesus.
这段经文其实是要想显现彰显耶稣的大能。
They organized this group into groups of 50 and 100.
所以当时
Because it was a patriarchal society, they only counted the men.
因为当时社会是男权社会，所以他们只数了男人有多少个。
So, but there are 5,000 men at this meal.
所以当时经文当中提到有五千个男人。
Do you think any of these men were there without their wives?
你们相不相信这些男人只是他们单独在，没有他们的孩子跟老婆
？And their children?
也没有他们的小孩在旁边。
My guess is this was a family affair. They were all there that day.
我相信那是一次家庭的这样的一个聚会。
And Jesus had the power.To feed over 15,000 people.
所以加上女人跟孩子，其实当下喂饱了可能大概有一万五千人。
And how many baskets were left over?
大家想想，喂饱了这些人之后，还剩了多少篮子的食物？
There were 12 baskets left over.
所以他们吃饱了，还有剩下十二个篮子的食物。
When Israel was in the wilderness and they received the manna.They didn't have any leftovers at the end of the day.
在出埃及记的时候，以色列人每天神给他们降玛拿，玛拿就是每天的量，从来不多。
But here's Jesus after his great miracle. There is an abundance of baskets left over, an evidence of his great power.
所以这里喂饱五千人这个神迹，大家可以看到，耶稣不仅喂饱了这五千人，让他们吃得饱足，还剩下了十二个篮子的食物。
This is where I want to challenge this church to put your faith in the power of Jesus.
So, 我今天来挑战在座的每一位，你们真的愿意将你们信心建立在耶稣身上吗？
A lot of people think, well, if I focus on Jesus and surrender to Him, my life will be miserable and I have to give up a lot.
很多人可能想，我如果将我的生命顺服给耶稣，是不是我会过得很悲惨，我就毫无喜乐而言？
Nothing could be further from the truth.
没有什么，大家要了解真实的真相是什么。
Jesus wants to thrill you and bless you with His power.
耶稣想要用他的全能，他大而可畏的能力，能够要来祝福你。
He wants to give you and bless you so that there's a leftovers after all the blessing that He gives.
他想要祝福你，祝福的是多多有余。
You can trust Him with any.And every impossible situation in your life.
所以在你任何的人生低谷当中，人看起来无路可走的时候，你可以都可以来信靠耶稣。
He is a great and an awesome Messiah.
他是一个真的是全能的，他是一个奇妙的弥赛亚。
Let's go on to the fifth and final stage of our faith development.
我们这个信心建立的第五个阶段。
And that is the response of faith.
所以是我们每一个人如何在信心里回应耶稣。
And we need to be aware of this because a lot of Christians miss this.
我们需要在这里警醒，因为很多基督徒在这里都错失了这一点。
I might even say most Christians miss this.
我可以说很多基督徒在这里都没有看见这一点。
Because the response of faith is not to make Jesus king.
因为对 耶稣的这样信心里的回应并不是、
on earth，
并不是让耶稣在世上作王，
but to make him king in your heart，
乃是让他在你心里作王。
These folks wanted to make Jesus a political king，
这些当时的以色列人总是想让耶稣做政治上的君王，
to get rid of the Romans，
想要推翻罗马政府，
and to get their man in the White House，
想让以色列人进入他们的白宫。
They wanted to make him economic king，
所以他想让耶稣成为经济上的君王。
Can you imagine if Jesus could turn stones into gold?
如果耶稣能够点石成金。
Sorry, I'm going off script.
跟经文不太一样。
How about if Jesus could make gasoline $2 a gallon?
如果耶稣能够制造石油啊，两块钱一加仑。
How about if we make Jesus medical king?
想让耶稣成为这个医疗的健康的君王。
And have him go in every hospital and heal every person that has COVID and any cancer.
让耶稣去到每一个医院去医治那些被啊这个新冠病毒所侵害的人。
How about if we make Jesus agricultural king?
让耶稣做农业的君王。
We will get rain every time we need it for our crops.
我们想要雨就雨就来了。
That's the Jesus for me. I want him in power.
这是你要的君王吗？想要耶稣成为的君王吗？
But if you received all of that and Jesus was not your savior, you would be lost for all eternity.
如果你想要那样的君王，那你就真的是错失了真正的何为他是你的救世主。
Our biggest problem is our hearts inside.
我们其实最大的从古至今最大的问题在我们的心里。
We're selfish people when we grab onto power and we hurt others.
因为我们每一个人都是自私人，我们想要紧紧地抓住自己所拥有的，想要去伤害别人。
And worst of all, we sin against the Holy God.
最可耻的是我们向全能的君王来犯罪。
That's why we need Jesus to be king of our hearts.
这就是为什么我们需要邀请耶稣进到我们的心里来做我们心中之王。
The navigators have this phrase, if Jesus is not king of all, he's not king at all.
导航者这个杂志上曾经说到，如果我们不让耶稣在我们心中作王，那他跟我们毫无关系。
The only appropriate response of faith is to say, Jesus, be king of my life.
所以正确的回应就是对主说，主啊，求你来我心中作王。
Be my vision, be my mission, be my prime directive in all of life.
成为我的意向，成为我真的这一生每一个决定所需要做的，你成为最高的指导原则。
And then to end with this surrender, I will trust and obey.
所以唯有这样的顺服，我们才能信靠顺服。
I will trust and obey simply because you are king and I'm going to place all of my faith in you.
我信靠顺服，唯一的原因就是你是我心中之王。
So we end where we started.
我们再来回到我们开始的时候。
Is your faith the size of a thimble?
你的信心像这个左边这个小小的金属套管一样小吗？
Or is it the size of a bucket?
还是像这个右边这个水桶这么大。
I encourage you today to have your faith grow.
我今天鼓励每一位，你的信心能在耶稣里增长。
Every morning when you wake up, the first and the most important thing that you say to yourself is, I have to get with Jesus.
所以每一天早晨当你醒来的时候，第一件事你要对自己说的，我要和耶稣连接。
I don't want to go out into this life without spending moments with Jesus.
我不希望我这一生每一天的日子当中活着是没有跟耶稣连接的时候。
Search for him, long for him. Say, Jesus, without you, I'm not going into this day.
寻求耶稣，渴慕耶稣，每一天真的都是活在耶稣的面前。
And then when the test comes up, view that test as an opportunity for your faith to grow.
所以当试探来的，试验也好，试探也好，来的时候，都是你的信心增长的一个机会。
And every day, surrender yourself to God.
每一天将你的自我顺服给神。
The prayer that I pray today about giving your mind and your eyes and your ears, do that every day. Give yourself to God.
今天一开始我在家做的祷告，也希望成为你们每一天的祷告，将我们的心、将我们的眼、将我们的耳朵顺服给神。
And then focus on His power and His presence in your life.
然后专注在耶稣的大能，专注在他每一天的同在当中。
And then to say, Jesus.You're the king of my heart.
对耶稣说，耶稣，你是我心中之王。
If you follow those stages, I guarantee your faith will grow tremendously.
如果你能够遵循刚才我们说的这几个阶段，我相信你的信心一定会渐渐的增长，越来越大。
Lord, we surrender ourselves to you.
主啊，我们来到你的面前，我们将自己真的是交在你的手里，顺服在你面前。
Forgive us for being satisfied with the happy meals of life.
赦免我们总是想要以这些我们看为欢快的这样的午餐，想要来满足我们自己。
Lord, help us to focus on your great power and your presence in our lives.
主啊，帮助我们能够更加的去关注你的同在，关注你的大能。
Help us to develop our faith and take it to new levels, even as we continue through Lent.
帮助我们真的是在经历人生的每一个阶段的时候，我们的信心真的是在你的带领下能够一天一天增长。
In Jesus' name we pray this.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.